Stuff continues. This is TSN 1050. Korolnik and Koliakovo with you. We try to bring you some culture, some information beyond the sports world from time to time. It's big news in business this morning. Microsoft buying Activision Blizzard. And if you don't know what Activision Blizzard is, it's the company that produces games like Call of Duty and Warcraft and Diablo, Candy Crush, which so many kids play. Man, just a massive deal. I think it's worth almost $68 billion. Microsoft buying that company. And it's also looking at Peloton, which we remember early in the pandemic, like everybody was talking about Peloton and things going so well for that company. Down almost 80% since May of 2020. So just ugly times for that company. And I would say the prospects for the Toronto Raptors are a lot brighter than Peloton. And a man who knows that better than anyone is our next guest. He is Javon Shepherd, one of our Raptors analysts here on TSN 1050, and a good friend of ours. What's up, Javon? How are you?
How's it going?
We're great, man. We're great. And it was a really exciting game last night between the Toronto Raptors and the Miami Heat. It kind of had a playoff-type vibe. I mean, it was very intense down the stretch. And unfortunately for the Raps, Miami was able to get that game done, but get that game closed out. And listen, I think we all expect Miami to be there at the end of the season, be in the mix for the top of the East. But I think it really has to show that the Toronto Raptors are capable of hanging with the big boys, not only with their performance last night against Miami, Javon, but also the win against Milwaukee and that performance against the Phoenix Suns last week. I think you have to be feeling pretty good about the Raptors right now.
You got to, right? You know, you look at this club, and Nick Nurse said it best yesterday. There's a lot to be excited about. There's a lot to be happy about with this. There's a lot of positives, rather, because this team has won some really big games this season, despite injuries, health and safety protocols, and whatever it may be. And I think, you know, a case last night, you got to see the potential, you got to see the ceiling of this team, because the reality is they played with seven players and really six after Champagne dislocated his finger there. So they've done it on the right way. They've done it on the defensive end, and you have to credit them, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And you mentioned how the Raptors, Nick Nurse, aren't exactly employing the deepest of benches, pretty much completely antithetical to what Miami does, who uses a ton of players in their rotation. And I think that, number one, speaks to the depth that the Miami Heat have, but I think it also, secondly, speaks to, I'm not going to say the lack of trust that Nick Nurse has in his bench. Well, I mean, I think that is fair to say at this point, but clearly Birch is out. We know Gary Trent, the birthday boy, is out as well. When you think about the way that Nick Nurse is using his bench or not using his bench, does that concern you, or is that simply something that is a product of the current environment with the Raptors?
I think it's a product of the current environment, right? I look at it from a standpoint. Yesterday, you know, that back end of the bench wasn't used, but I think that was a way of sending a message, right? Because there's opportunity here. And I thought for, you know, a couple of games, he was really patient with Svee Mihailuk, because he's a guy that can bring something that this team needs, that punch off the bench, that ability to shoot the basketball and score, put some points on the board, but it hasn't translated, right? But then you also give, you know, those guys that are going to be in your top eight rotation some time to get some rhythm. You know, nobody has to look over their shoulder and see anybody coming off the bench as a player, so you're able to get that rhythm and feel good about yourself. But at the end of the day, it boils down to guys have to step up, especially in that role, because there's a need, there's a void, and everybody can see it. Like, that's the least producing bench in the NBA right now. But I think Nick Nurse has done a tremendous job with what he has. And when you look at it, you know, this team is 15th overall in the NBA, right? There's a lot of other teams that have bigger fish to fry. You have Lakers, Portland, the LA Clippers, who all have had bigger expectations. And the Raptors have done a great job with what they had, sitting in ninth in the East right now in just four games behind sixth place. So, you know, it's a mix of everything. And players got to be able to come out and compete. I think they have some young pieces that are still getting better and building. And this is a part of the process. This is a part of the growth, and also a part of, you know, where the Toronto Raptors have hung their hat over the last couple of years in development of young players. And that's going to be for their bench as well.
Javon, a lot to like about this Raptors team at the midway point, including the play of Siakam and Fred VanVleet that have elevated their styles to, you know, all-star potential. Is this something that, you know, maybe you feel encouraged about or can expect that this level of production can sustain itself for the rest of the season based on the way Nick Nurse is using his rotation?
You know, you look at the numbers again, and yeah, is it sustainable? I don't know, because Fred is leading the league in minutes. Pascal is not far behind with, you know, 36.3 minutes per game and seventh in the league. So at some point, you know, it's natural that these guys are going to hit some wall and have some fatigue. But in terms of their production, right, like these guys are elite players. Pascal's been an all-star, and we're going to speak it into existence that Freddie's going to be one this year as well. I think they're made for it, right? And I think they're at the point in their career where they understand their game. They understand, you know, when to press gas and when to pull back a bit. And in Pascal's case, he's at a point now where he didn't have the summer to really play and work on the things that he needed to. He's really just getting his rhythm now and getting his legs under him and starting to feel good about his game again. So I do think from a production standpoint, this is the level that these guys are going to play at. This is the bar that they have set. Now, in terms of the minutes, yeah, it's natural, right? You know, they're not invincible. Fatigue is going to hit at some point. And that goes back to our other point just before in terms of bench production, right? You get a little more bench production, you're able to alleviate those guys or give them a breath of fresh air and longer stints on the bench to catch themselves.
Our guest is Javon Shepherd. He's one of our Raptors analysts here at TSN 1050. And you look at the Raptors' opponent last night, Javon. The Miami Heat are a team that I think everybody would expect to be there when it's all said and done in the Eastern Conference. They're really deep. I mean, Jimmy Butler had a triple-double. Bam Adebayo made his return from thumb injury last night. And they didn't even have Kyle Lowry in the lineup, who was out due to personal reasons. When you rank the top contenders in the Eastern Conference, how high do you have the Miami Heat?
Well, if we're talking about individual talent, I don't think that's the most talented team in the East. But if you're talking about the way they play, you know, taking that Pat Riley DNA and then just having that gritty and griminess, they're able to wear down teams. So just from that standpoint, I think they're one of the top teams. They're one of the elite teams in the East. Do they have the talent of a Brooklyn Nets per se? No, but they're going to come out there, they're going to fight, they're going to wear you down, they're going to rebound, they're going to hit you. We've seen what they did to Scottie yesterday. Be extremely physical, and that alone is a mental game, right? Because you go into a game with them and you know, like, oh, I really have to bring it. And they're going to, you know, they have 12 guys that are going to come out there and bring it, and they're going to bring it physical. So I think that puts them in that upper echelon. And it's really tough to play against them, man, because they really take, embody that Pat Riley toughness and bring it mentality. And then Jimmy Butler, like, triple-double last night. Is he going to go out there and score 30 every night? No. Is it going to be the prettiest basketball? No, but he's a leader and leader by example as well. So if you have your top guy setting a bar, and I'm going to play defense, I'm going to, you know, get bumped, I'm going to invigorate my team, that does a lot. That goes a long way.
Javon, we hit the midway point of the season last night after the game, and the Raptors finished the midway point at 21-20, sitting ninth place in the Eastern Conference right now. What's your realistic expectation right now of where this team could potentially finish? They are four games back of the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference.
Really tough to say, because you know, the biggest problem for this team thus far has been staying healthy, right? And we had a small sample size a couple weeks ago. When this team is healthy, they can play with anybody. They're a top-notch team. Now, if that's the team we're measuring, that's a playoff team. You know, to me, that's a top six team in the East, you know, hovering around that sixth or fifth spot. Now, if we continue to have the bad luck that we've had here, then I think we're in the playoff, play-in conversation, and that's going to be the deciding factor. But again, if you have this complete unit together, they're able to continue to build and grow and play the way that they have on the defensive side, and, you know, continue to be one of the league leaders in fast break points and getting out and getting steals and playing tough basketball and using their length and gritty, yeah, this is definitely a Eastern Conference playoff team.
Javon, when's your next game on the station?
Friday. Friday. Ooh. I'll be in.
Is that Washington Friday?
That's Washington Friday, and then Portland on Sunday, I believe. I'll be in for both.
All right. Norm Powell return game on Sunday and Friday. We know Bradley Beal always takes it to the wrap, so those should be a couple of fun games.
Video salute on Sunday for Norm Powell.
Oh, yeah. And just
with all the seats in the stands.
Old wave to the stand. Wave to the empty seats. That's how it is.
It's been tough, man. It's been tough for these guys. You think about it. They're the only team, again, playing without their home fans, home crowd. So they really don't have an advantage when they're home. So they've done a good job with all things considered.
They have indeed, and you've done a great job on our show. As always, my friend, you've nailed it, and we look forward to having you on again next week. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
All right. That's Javon Shepherd, one of our Raptors analysts here at TSN 1050. Again, the Raps taking on the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow night.